Welcome to mHealth Marketer, a podcast dedicated to helping mHealth, digital health, and telehealth companies gain insights into better marketing strategies. Here's your host, Sam Stern.
Hi, this is Sam Stern, and you're listening to the mHealth Marketer podcast. I appreciate you taking the time to spend with me today. What we're going to be talking about is digital health marketing and forming your branding and positioning action plan. To compete in a crowded, noisy marketplace today, you must first do your homework to create a smart strategy. And we've covered how to create your digital health marketing strategy in the previous three podcasts. In addition to a sound strategy, you have to take a flexible, agile approach to creating and distributing your marketing messages. Today, we're going to look at how to create and distribute your marketing content and how an agile approach keeps your marketing moving forward. So let's get started. The first thing you need to do is figure out how to create content. Lots of marketers are stumped with this, and it stops their content marketing dead before it even gets started. So how do you generate ideas for content? A great resource for this is an article at copyblogger.com, and it's called 21 Ways to Create Content When You Don't Have a Clue. You'll find a direct link to this valuable content creation resource in the show notes for this podcast. After you've come up with the content ideas, you're going to need to identify your key marketing messages. Tim, the idea guy, says, an easy way to get everyone saying the same thing within your organization is to develop key messages. Those messages are fundamental to communicating what your organization is all about and what it stands for. Limit the key messages from 3 to 5. Support them with a few bullets that illustrate or enhance the message. Use simple language and brief phrases that can prompt personal stories or examples. Put them on a handy card people can tuck into their pockets, diaries, or wallets, and distribute them to your social media staff and sales team and the rest of your staff. Message cards enable everyone to make the same points, and that increases the power and effectiveness of your message. Next is to package in the branding of your message. How your message is packaged, the look and feel of your materials, the perceptions you create with your product and service names helps you position yourself in the market. For example, make sure you outline standards for quality. What are your design templates for blog posts and white papers? How do you produce digital media free from spelling and grammar errors? Is there a certain tone and style you want to maintain? You need to ensure consistency of your message to build trust. How frequently will you post to your blog? How frequently will you publish a newsletter or conduct a webinar? It's better to demonstrate consistency because this builds trust and credibility rather than going dark for a period of time. Get the most out of your content creation efforts. Always look for ways to leverage and reuse content you create in different formats and platforms. So you would really want to repurpose whenever possible. Always look to leverage your digital media. How can you turn a series of related blog posts into a download guide? How can you add slides to this and create an infographic and a video? How can you take snippets from a blog post and turn them into tweets or Facebook posts? Perhaps more important than the content creation itself is marketing the content. So let's spend a couple of minutes talking about how to organize content distribution. A multi-pronged approach to promoting and distributing your digital media is key. No one approach or social media platform is the answer. The best and largest corporate marketers use on an average 18 different promotional techniques with their digital media. Making sure you understand your buyer personas reveals techniques to use. Trial and error and experience, along with closely monitoring activities, helps you refine your distribution. An understanding of your buyer personas reveals techniques to use. Trial and error and experience, along with closely monitoring activities, helps you refine your distribution effectiveness. Testing to optimize what works and improving or eliminating what doesn't work is also highly recommended. You must adopt an agile approach in creating and promoting your marketing content. Your marketing team must determine and measure the marketing sprint efforts. What worked, what didn't work must be known. Collaboratively, your marketing team decides on necessary modifications to current efforts. The marketing content backlog is reviewed, and a new phase of marketing sprint planning begins again. In addition to the content creation element of this agile marketing approach, an agile mindset must be adopted in selecting the right channels for promoting your digital media. Let's talk a little bit about social media platforms. Utilize social media platforms to amplify your message. Social media, as we discussed previously, is a good place to listen to the conversation happening, Do research on your buyers, build a relationship with potential buyers, reach out to influencers in your space, and thank, recognize, and connect with your supporters. It's not the place to directly sell. There's a full list of social media channels that I recommend on the show notes for this podcast on the mHealth Marketer blog. In addition, online press releases of new products and services and connecting with professional reporters through a service such as Haro, who can help spread your marketing story, is a valuable thing to do. Finally, don't forget traditional public relations and marketing. Having your digital health story appear in print, meeting industry leaders and prospects at trade shows, and direct mail still works in spreading your marketing message. And now, a bit of promotion from me. If after listening to this past four series of marketing strategy podcasts, and you feel you need direct help in putting together your marketing game plan, and you'd like to explore for a fit to help you do it, then let's get on the phone and talk. You can reserve a no-cost, no-obligation, no-risk digital health marketing consultation today. We can explore how these marketing strategies apply in your business, answer your questions about how our process works, and give you an idea of the results you might expect. So that's it for today's edition of the mHealth Marketer Podcast. I really appreciate the time you spent with me, and I hope you'll tune in for the next one.
You've been listening to mHealth Marketer with Sam Stern. Thanks, and come back soon.